You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I am David Brown, and you've got that pencil and paper, right? All right. Remember, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here we go. You know what today is, of course, since you did mark this on your calendar and you made sure that you put a reminder on your smartphone and everything. We'll just help you here. Today is the start of early voting all across the state of Texas. And if you're like 97% of all Texans, you will not be casting a ballot, despite the fact that the 7 amendments to the Texas Constitution are up for grabs. Whether they'll pass will be up to someone else, unless you decide to do your part, of course. And in hopes that you will, Chuck Lindell of the Austin American Statesman has assembled a full list of all 7 proposed amendments to the Texas Constitution, and in fact, he is ready to walk us through them. So, Chuck, let's do a count up if we can. Number 1 of 7, what is the first proposition on the ballot?
Proposition 1 would raise the homestead exemption for school property taxes from $15,000 to $25,000, beginning 2015 school tax year.
Okay, let's move on. We have a lot of ground to cover. Number 2, Proposition 2. What does Proposition 2 do?
The proposal would extend benefits for spouses of deceased, disabled U.S. veterans for the property's value prior to 2011.
For the property value prior to 2011.
Yes.
The idea here is to give an exemption for spouses of deceased, disabled U.S. veterans. That's a lot. Proposition number 3.
That would repeal the requirement that statewide elected officials have to live in Austin, Texas.
Ah.
For everyone but the governor, we give him a house.
Yeah. Proposition number 4.
That would let the legislature permit a professional sports team's charitable foundation to sell raffle tickets at home games.
You wonder where these come from. This seems so arbitrary.
Yeah, but, you know, the teams sell these to folks. They raise money for charity, but not allowed under state law.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got to change the Constitution.
Other states do it.
Proposition number 5.
That would allow counties with up to 7,500 residents to build private roads, up from 5,000, very specific.
Yeah, it does. It almost sounds like it was written for one or two counties in particular.
It probably was.
Yes. Proposition number 6.
Adds the right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife to the state's Constitution's Bill of Rights.
Whoa. That's the right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife. Proposition number 7.
This is the big one that most people have talked and heard about. It would add $2.5 billion a year to build roads in Texas, transferred from the state sales tax.
And we should point out that Don Huffines, who's a big supporter, obviously, he has said that if you really want to get it right, you're going to need twice that number. And, in fact, he's already talking about the possibility of raising this issue in the next legislative session. Any of these stand out as likely to win? If one goes, do the rest go? Is any way of telling might have a good chance?
You know, you've got to think the one that raises folks' homestead exemptions by $10,000 has got a good chance. And ask me if you want to save me money. I'll say yes.
Yeah. Has there been much campaigning? Because I'll be honest, I haven't heard a lot about many of these.
It's Dan Patrick has led some of the fight for some of these, including the road bonds. But these are constitutional amendments, very legalese written, very specific. You know, they just don't lend themselves to a major statewide campaign.
Yeah. 7 propositions. Is that unusual?
Not really. We have a constitution that's made to be amended.
All right. Chuck Lindell of the Austin American Statesman. You can find out more at statesman.com. Chuck, thanks so much for doing this.
Happy to be here.
Hey, and don't forget, early voting begins today, ends on October 30th, and Election Day is November 3rd.